College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Doug from Olympia is. Doug, are you there? Doug? What's happening?
Doug?
Are you in the snow? What's going on?
I don't know.
Oh!
Can you hear me?
Yes,
okay.
Now we can.
Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Whew, you got me nervous there for a sec. All right,
we're
Steve.
We're about to send the cops.
I know. Get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Doug has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Take Me Out to the Ball Game is sung at what sporting event?
Baseball.
Heck yeah. Which type of bird is associated with bringing babies to people?
Stork.
Yes. Lake Tahoe straddles 2 states, California and what?
Nevada.
Correct. What fast food chain has used the slogan, Hot Eats, Cool Treats?
Hot what?
Hot Eats, Cool Treats.
Dairy Queen.
Yes. Who played Richard in the 90s comedy Tommy Boy?
Chris Farley?
No.
David Spade.
Yes. A scientist who studies earthquakes is called a what?
Seismologist.
Yes. Who has won the most Super Bowl MVP awards?
Tom Brady.
Correct. A butterfly's taste buds are primarily located where?
In its throat.
No.
In its nose.
No.
In its mouth.
No. Donald Duck's signature hat is mainly what color?
Yellow?
No.
Red?
No.
White?
No.
Oslo?
No.
No, that's Norway. Oh, Sweden. I don't know.
Doug, you got 7 correct. Oh, you were on a roll.
Just cruising through right answer after right answer.
I know. I loved it. I hope the ending... doesn't matter.
I think it might be close, but I'm still putting all my money on Dougie Fresh.
All
right.
Me too.
Dougie Fresh.
Yeah.
All right, Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
Take Me Out to the Ball Game is sung at what sporting event?
Baseball.
Yes. Which type of bird is associated with bringing babies to people?
Stork.
Yes. Like Lake Tahoe straddles 2 states, California and what?
Yeah, it does. Nevada?
Yes. What fast food chain has used the slogan, Hot Eats, Cool Treats?
The Acropolis.
No. Oh my. You hear the word straddle and you get unhinged.
I'm all out of all sorts. Dairy Queen.
Wow, correct. Mm. Who played Richard in the 90s comedy Tommy Boy?
Crap. Was that David Spade?
It was. A scientist who studies earthquakes is called a what?
A seismologist?
Wow, correct. Who has won the most Super Bowl MVP awards?
Ooh, Joe Montana.
No.
Tom Brady.
Yes. A butterfly's taste buds are primarily located where?
On their wings?
No.
On their feet?
Wow, yes. Donald Duck's signature hat is mainly what color?
Signature hat, blue.
Correct. What is the capital of Sweden?
Fishville.
No.
What?
Swedish fish.
Oh.
It's a bad dad joke, guys.
It was horrible.
I'm just keep my blindfold on so I don't have to see the look of disappointment in the 3 of you.
Yeah, because if you had gotten that right, you could have got a perfect 10.
I don't know anywhere in Sweden.
But instead, you got 9, which is still a win, 9-7. Oh. Sorry, Doug.
Damn you, Donald Duck.
Damn you, Donald Duck. I guess he didn't get that one right.
He did not. He also didn't know that the butterfly's taste buds are on their feet.
Yeah.
I'm very impressed that you did.
Thank you, Washington State Fair. They have the little butterfly exhibit. And you get to spend a couple extra dollars. You go in there and then they give you some honey and you can feed them and you see them, their little feet are on there.
Are you serious? serious? I've never done that.
Oh, absolutely. Tatum loves it.
That
it's
seems
crazy.
Like your jam, Taryn.
I would love that.
Next time we go to the Washington State Fair, we'll do it.
I want to go. Yeah.
Taryn or Danny, does anyone know the capital of Sweden?
Is it Stockholm?
Sure is.
Damn it.
Yeah, I was like, you know Stockholm,
I know
right?
Stockholm, yeah, yeah.
Could have got a perfect 10, but you still won. Congrats.
All week, we have been asking you, the listener, the rockaholic, to make us a Super Bowl commercial because we are on a budget, which is $0. But we really wanted to be represented for the Super Bowl. So all you have to do is go to the Odyssey app and record your big game ad. And you so far have delivered.
Yes, we have a couple good ones.
And so we're going to hear the rockaholic's big game ads after Smashing Pumpkins.
The Daily Mix Show.
All week, we have been asking you to make a Super Bowl commercial for us, the Daily Mig Show. And the way we'd like you to do it is by opening up your Odyssey app on your smartphone and record your big game ad. You could make it dramatic, like a movie trailer. You could make it completely ridiculous. We will add some effects in post.
A little music bed here and there, if it makes sense.
Zhuzh it up.
So far, I mean, the Rockaholics have delivered and given us some fun ones, and we have a couple more for today. Are you ready for the first big game ad from a Rockaholic?
Let's go.
All right.
Daily Mig Show fans, it has finally come to determine whose diet is better in this year's Daily Mig Bowl. On one side, we have Farm Girl Taryn Daly and Emo Danny V for the meats. And the other, we have a bald wrestler Migs and a 50-year-old Sarah representing the plant-based weirdos. Stay tuned to see the action and watch the meats destroy the weirdos.
Hey, hold on a second. We haven't even played the game yet.
And Danny and I already have a fan club. This is awesome.
Your team's called the Meats?
The Meats.
And we're the we need jerseys.
Oh, yes.
The Meats destroy the weirdos.
Yes.
I love that.
The Meats versus the weirdos.
Oh, I'm can't
in.
Wait.
Let's go team weirdos.
Hey.
With, of course.
And a 50-year-old Sarah.
I'm not starting to like any of these commercials at all.
Every single okay. commercial has said something about me being a wrestler, you're a farm, Danny emo, and you old.
And I'm 50.
Yeah.
I think I have the worst one.
And a 50-year-old Sarah.
Well, it hurts because it's true, right?
You look really good for your age.
You're crushing it.
Thanks.
All right, we have another one. Are you ready, Taryn?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Daily and Big Show. It's Hannah, and here's my Super Bowl commercial. Howdy, folks. Welcome to Taryn Daly's Farmerporium, where if you need it, we probably got it. Yeah. Need a goat? Boom. We got him. Big ones, little ones, ones that'll eat your shoelaces right off your feet. Need a rooster? Guess what? We just got a new one, and this bad boy don't mess around. Don't believe in alarm clocks? Perfect. You won't need one, because this feathered psychopath will make sure you never sleep again. Just don't tell Taryn's husband, Brad. Need a wallet chain? We got an emo boy named Danny. We'll give you his. Just walk up to him, say something sad, and boom, free wallet chain. Comes with a side of existential crisis. Okie dokie. Need shampoo? Oh, honey, we got shampoo. Why? Because Mix is bald and he doesn't need it. I mean, he's really bald. Yeehaw! Need anti-aging lotion? Ha! Well, you're out of luck. Sarah already used it all, and guess what? It didn't work. Darn tootin'. So what are you waiting for? Come on down to Taryn Daly's Farm Emporium. Open bright and early every morning on the Daily Mix Show.
Okay, that might be my favorite one
that
so far.
That was amazing.
That was fantastic.
Shout out to that
to
commercial
Hannah.
Creator.
Yes.
Holy cow.
Darn tootin'.
Darn tootin'.
Darn tootin'.
Oh.
Need it? We got it.
Again, we invite you to go to the Odyssey app, open that sucker up, and record your very own Super Bowl commercial for the Daily Mig Show.
I mean, that one's great. All of them have been great. But maybe the diet one, the meats versus the plant-based weirdos, might be my favorite just because of this part.
And a 50-year-old Sarah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, poor Sarah.
I think it's my least favorite. Actually, all of them, really.
You've hated them all, huh?
Yes.
Someone said Sarah sounds like she's 50.
Yeah, thanks.
I sound like I'm 50, and I look like I'm 50. You guys,
and a 50-year-old Sarah.
You guys really want me to spiral, and it's working.
Oh, no.
It is working.
We're testing to see how good your therapist is doing.
Not doing very good,
well,
clearly.
You haven't stabbed any of us, so I feel like that's a success story.
It's getting
she hasn't
pretty
even
close.
Thrown anything. Right. I mean, I'm surprised.
Me too.
And a 50-year-old Sarah.
Rocco, Hanaholics, we know that you are a massive music fan, but do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second from the chorus?
Here, let me put you to the test. Are you ready? Guess the song.
And a 50-year-old Sarah.
Steve, do you want to get stabbed?
Can we switch seats?
Yes.
I need a buffer.
Prove it to us, and if you do, we're going to hook you up with tickets to see Nine Inch Nails at Climate Pledge Arena, and that show is happening August 12th. The number to call is 206-803-ROCK, and we will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
All morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we haven't had a chance to chat about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by Palace Law. So call up if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show today, or if you have anything on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK.
Looking at some of the text lines that somebody did talk about earlier, we were talking about how there are people now trying to get their own, like, chicken set up so they can have their own eggs because the prices of eggs are just ridiculous. I think like Waffle House has like an egg surcharge or something like that these days. And you mentioned how there's one of your neighbors that keeps bugging you about trying to get some eggs because you've got the hookup.
Yeah.
How's that been going so far?
I mean, yesterday was the first day we got 3 eggs in one day. So the egg production goes down a little bit in the winter, and then when we ramp up towards spring, it starts to come back. So we're getting 3 eggs a day now.
Well, someone said, I used to trade salmon for eggs, and you're correct. People think your eggs are free, and people also think that the salmon I catch is free as well, but they don't take into the fact all the expenses, such as, like, you know, boat, gas, mortgage, licenses, gear, all that kind of stuff, like for the home and
for
all.
Sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, I would never think if somebody's going out. Like, I had a buddy that used to have like a property right by the water, and he'd always go crabbing, and he'd always have like crab pots full, and they'd have these great feasts. And whenever he would invite me over to eat, I was like so appreciative. Never once would I think, hey, can you grab a couple extra crabs and give them to me so I could bring them home?
Never?
No.
Oh my gosh. We're always handing out free crabs.
How's Brad been doing with that?
No, in the summertime, we get, you know, sometimes you get too many and you don't want them to go bad, so you got to give them away.
Yeah, I never really bothered the person to be like, hey, can you give me some crabs?
Give me some of them crabs, girl.
We got text out since we're talking a little bit about food. Have you seen the TikTok video that's going viral of a woman and her brother fighting over what is chocolate cake? I just saw it also on a couple of websites where, like, this has now become an online debate about whether or not something, it's like the old vanilla cakes. Remember like the old school ones
where
your parents would make, or you bring them to school and then has the chocolate frosting on it? Whether or not that should be called chocolate cake. And dude, this argument between her and her brother is one of the funniest things because they are so spirited. Like, they are so mad at each other that it just cracks me up.
We're having a debate in my home.
It's not a
debate. It's a debate. It's another debate about yellow cake.
Chocolate or chocolate?
It's yellow cake. So we're having a debate in our home about yellow cake and chocolate icing. Everybody is saying that it's chocolate cake instead of your yellow cake with chocolate icing. If I bring to a party a yellow cake and a chocolate icing, y'all gonna expect a chocolate cake?
It's chocolate cake.
It's not.
Okay, first of all. You show up to my house with one of those yellow cakes with chocolate frosting, I will give you the biggest hug.
I'm not complaining.
That is straight up nostalgia right there. That was my birthday cake every year in my entire childhood.
I want that today.
Yeah. So that's why my wife's like getting all like these, like going a little foofy with the birthday cakes for Tatum. I'm like, do you not understand? All you got to do is do one of those simple vanilla cakes, throw some chocolate frosting on it, and you're good to go.
But would you call that a chocolate cake?
I don't think I would.
No. It's not a chocolate cake. It's a yellow cake with chocolate icing.
Yeah, I think she's unhinged, but I think her brother's right.
You think he's right that it is a chocolate cake?
Oh, he says it's not a chocolate cake.
I thought she was saying it's not a chocolate cake.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, never mind. My brain's not going to hold it. There's a lot of
it's
yelling
going
track. On.
It's yes. hard to track.
It's not a chocolate
cake. It's not a chocolate cake. A chocolate cake consists of cocoa.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, yeah, I'm with her. I'm on the crazy lady.
You know, I'm 100% honestly, with her.
They make no sense. Like, they're just going back and forth. Honestly, that sounds like an argument just between, like, people who just love each other so much.
I mean, I wouldn't want to disagree with her.
I wouldn't want to be their parents.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Could you imagine the arguing that's going on if this is the thing that you're getting that mad about?
Cake is a very heated subject.
And
I guess.
Not a fan of chocolate, but when it comes to that cake, the vanilla, I think it was even like about 5 or 6 years ago, my wife was like, well, what kind of cake do you want? And I was like, well, either I want an ice cream cake or I just want the old school vanilla cake with the chocolate frosting on it, and she ended up doing that one.
That's the best. And if you got a sheet cake back in the day and there was like a giant, you know, flower on the side or like a hot air balloon, did you always want that piece? Because I always wanted the piece that had the extra frosting.
No, actually, I didn't want the extra frosting.
Are you the one that would scrape it off directly onto my plate? Because I'll eat it.
I was like, sometimes when they put like little random like decorations on there, I was always afraid that it wouldn't, like, it was like someone was punking me and it was gonna be like a hard plastic and not actually like a candy.
No, that's like the best part.
So I was just like, I don't want that. Get that crap away from me.
I want that part.
So instead, if the cake is made out of chocolate, then it's chocolate cake. Yellow cake is yellow cake with chocolate frosting.
Yes. Yep, she's right.
Yeah. Her brother's out of his mind.
He is.
Yeah.
We're checking in with the Rockaholics, 206-803-ROCK.
Somebody did want to know who you guys rooting for the Super Bowl.
I'm rooting for the Eagles, of course, because my son is rooting for the Eagles, and I want to see Taylor Swift cry.
Taryn!
Just one time.
I don't want to see Taylor Swift cry, and I want to see Barrett cry, so I'm rooting for the Kansas City.
Wow. Yeah.
I changed my mind.
Steve knows what's up.
That's what's up, yeah.
See, and I want it like the Taryn. Like, I'm going for the Eagles because I want Taylor Swift to cry, and then I want a new Taylor Swift, like, really sad album.
I don't think she's going to make a record about how the
you never know.
The Super Bowl.
You know why? Because she's going to break up with Travis, and it's going to be an album.
Oh, see, my God.
I will be not in good shape on Monday morning if that happens.
Oh, come on.
Don't much, oh, come on
you're
me.
Really going to be that sad about this?
Yeah. I will be.
It's not even your team.
Are you going to wear all your Chiefs gear on Sunday?
I have an I Love Taylor Swift shirt, actually, I'm going to wear. Thanks
for asking.
Does that
double as Chiefs gear now?
Yes, it does.
I you know, but there's part of me, and I know there are good Eagles fans out there. I just don't know if I want to reward some of the most insufferable fans in the entire world. Like, whenever you hear, like, those stories of them just being complete and utter jerks to other fans, like, do we really want to encourage that?
Maybe. No. Many people do believe that the NFL is rigged with refs.
Oh, yeah. If the Chiefs win, it's rigged.
I actually saw a photo last night of Patrick Mahomes in a hot tub with two refs. It was totally real.
That wasn't artificial
intelligence
at all.
It was totally real.
Yeah.
But someone in the media actually brought this up to a couple of the star players that will be featured in this year's Super Bowl. One handled it like a champ, and the other, not so much. You're going to hear what happened at 9:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
At Super Bowl Media Day, there was a reporter who just leaned right into the conspiracy theories that the NFL rigs the games in favor of the Kansas City Chiefs. So Patrick Mahomes was asked who his favorite ref is.
Patrick, for your whole career, you have had so many great people help you win. So who is your favorite ref?
Oh, okay.
I'm out with it.
But you know what? These media days are so crazy. I think you have to go into it when you sit down. I think the media people, media relation people have to tell the players, like, just be prepared. Like, there's going to be some out there questions.
For sure.
So here, this is how Patrick responded.
All the refs are great. All the refs are great. They do the best they can. Is there one that you give a Christmas card to every year, possibly?
Not that I can remember. I'll have to talk to some of my teammates and we've got to figure it out.
Good on him for trying to answer it serious, even though he says, hey, all of them are great. What do you want from me?
Well, Mr. Swift, otherwise known as Travis Kelce, he was not feeling it.
Travis, what do you love more? Taylor Swift or Phantom 15-yard roughing the passer penalties in the playoffs?
That's a good question. Anybody else?
He just looked away from me. Like,
he's not even going to touch it.
But, you know, the media days are just so crazy and so wacky. Like, there's all these cast of characters. I think everyone's doing it to get, like, TikTok shares and Instagram likes and whatever it may be. I did, like, one of the questions because I thought the answer was pretty... I was like, oh, I guess I would have never even thought about this. And I think Sarah will appreciate that someone was asking Travis Kelce about a certain something when it came to Taylor Swift.
Ooh.
So if you couldn't hear it, it said one dish or one meal that Taylor Swift makes that will fuel you for the big game.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think it would be? I'm not picturing Taylor Swift making anything.
Me either.
Right?
I was like, she can cook? Wow, I'm even more impressed. I'm going to say fettuccine Alfredo.
To get him ready for the big game?
Yes.
Okay, let's see what he says.
Ooh, she is quite the cook. I would say... Oh, man, I'm a breakfast guy, man. Her Pop-Tarts are unbelievable, man. Homemade Pop-Tarts, unbelievable.
Homemade Pop-Tarts?
What?
Who's making homemade Pop-Tarts?
Apparently T-Swizzle.
I kind of want to try a homemade Pop-Tart, though.
God.
Wouldn't it be funny if they were just out of the box? She was just like, babe, these are the best. I made these from scratch.
Quickly unwraps them, puts them in the toaster or in the microwave for a second, throws the box away, puts something on top of it so he doesn't see it.
What was your go-to flavor of Pop-Tart as a young person?
Strawberry.
That's the king of Pop-Tarts. Yeah. I agree, 100%.
Oh, I was all about mint chocolate chip.
What?
Are you kidding me? I'm going to barf right now.
I did like a fudge one as well, everyone. So.
Yes. Yeah.
Cookie dough is the best.
Oh.
You know, I don't know if I ever had that. All of you look at me like I'm
crazy.
I didn't
know that was an option.
If you do a Pop-Tart cookie dough, you put it in the freezer and eat it cold. Ooh. Game changer.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, man, I like my Pop-Tarts hot like Taylor Swift.
Michael Jordan's son was arrested. But was he arrested while wearing Air Jordans? We're going to find out during the Daily Mix download after Van Halen.
The Daily Mix Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMV is brought to you by SeattleBoatShow.com. I got a question for you. It involves the world of Seattle sports. What are you more excited about? The start of the Seahawks season, the start of the Mariners season, or the end of the Kraken season?
The latter.
The end of the Kraken season. Man, this has been a rough go this year. It's definitely not their season. They ended up losing yesterday. They tied the game to go into overtime against the Detroit Red Wings, but Patrick Kane set an NHL record with his 53rd career shootout goal, helping the Detroit Red Wings beat the Kraken 5-4. That's their seventh straight victory. Now, for the Kraken, they've lost four of their last five, which seems to be just be on par for the entire season. It has not been a good year for the Kraken, but up next, they're at home, taking on Toronto, and that'll be happening tomorrow. So, I mean, if you want to see one of the original six teams, this would be a good reason to go.
There you go.
I'm kidding. But,
Let's go Kraken.
Release that Kraken.
Michael Jordan's 34-year-old son, Marcus, was arrested for DUI and coke possession. He got his Lamborghini SUV stuck on train tracks. Did you see the photo of it? It looked like he was trying to, like, drive down the tracks, pretty much.
I still can't get over the fact that he has a Lamborghini SUV. I mean, dad did very well for himself. I got to imagine that's not from whatever Michael Jordan's son is doing for a living.
Yeah, I don't think so. But when the cops got there...
Imagine buying your kid a Lamborghini.
Maybe someday.
I'll get one in his industry. I mean, maybe those remote control ones that you get at Target.
When the cops arrived to the train tracks, they noticed that he was slurring, so they performed field sobriety tests. He obviously failed all of those. And in the footage and everything, they keep talking about that he was saying how much he disagrees with them. I disagree with you, sir. I disagree with you.
And it got kind of heated.
Got a little heated. Yeah. And yes, he was, in fact, wearing Air Jordans.
Also, he did the "Don't you know who my dad is?" He's like, "My dad's Michael Jordan," which I mean, that should just get you out of everything, right?
I mean, I would use it if I were him.
I'm glad that the reporters let us know that he was wearing Air Jordans. So I think that's very important information that usually reporters would leave out.
Fashion is his passion.
Let's talk about this woman in Oregon. Her name is Elizabeth. She's 94 years old, and she just got in trouble with the law because, well, even though at the age of 94, she still likes fast cars. She still likes speeding. She was driving 106 miles per hour in Baker City, Oregon. In addition to speeding, she was cited for failing to secure a child passenger. This is a grandma of the year, or great grandma.
Naughty grandma.
Bad grandma. And a bunch of fines. She's going to get in a lot of trouble. The fines, they're about nearly $1,800.
Yikes. Take the keys away. A Florida man named Keith fled a traffic stop while wearing a Dalmatian onesie. Do you think he was cosplaying as Marshall from Paw Patrol?
Yes, probably. Why not, right?
He still had one wrist handcuffed.
Tatum would be really fired up to see this guy.
After he crashed his truck into a tree, they had to tase him, but he still managed to evade, and he was gone for like a full day before they were able to track him down at his girlfriend's house, where he was then arrested on multiple charges, including reckless driving and possession of meth.
Was he still wearing the onesie?
That I don't know.
Because I'd love to see a mugshot with him in the and the Dalmatian ones. It'd be pretty awesome.
Epic.
Hey, before we get out of here, I just want to send our thoughts out. A friend of our show, a person that's a real legend in the radio business. We've talked about him on our show before. His name is Ace. David Ace Cannon, sadly, passed away at the age of 56. He was part of the Ace and TJ show. Not a show from around here, but if you ever live like in the Charlotte area or anywhere around there, they were syndicated as well. They were, they were one of the top shows in the industry for many, many years. And we used to see Ace all the time at our radio conventions. Back on the BJ and Migs days, we had Ace on because he was a good sport, let's just say. But just an all great guy and just heartbroken to hear that news. I think all of us were really shocked last night when we got that information. Just someone that we all loved to be around. So our thoughts go out to him, his family, and everybody that knew him. Just a real bummer to find out that information. As far as weather, we're going to hit a high of 39 degrees. It's going to be cloudy today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12-Pack.
The Daily Migs Show.